Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In his 1947 book, The Sand County Almanac, Aldo Leopold called for an ethical relationship between people and the land they own and manage. He called it an evolutionary possibility and an ecological necessity. That was the impetus for the Leopold Conservation Award, and Kentucky is now in its second year as a participating state.
That's what this award actually recognizes, is outstanding ag producers that do a great job in producing food fiber and protecting the environment at the same time.
Steve Coleman, recently retired director of the Kentucky Conservation Service, is helping coordinate the second year of participation through the Kentucky Ag Council, with nominations due by July 31st. In his former role, he says many farmers across the state and any one of last year's 19 nominees could have won.
Similar to John and Sylvia Bernarski, who have an outstanding operation, a lot of conservation practices addressing the resource concerns on their farming operation and their belted Galloway beef cattle operation, but I think the judges were very impressed with their local, state, regional, national participation in many ag organizations.
Coleman says the Oldham County couple was totally willing to share with others how they developed that ethical conservation relationship, as did others.
Don Holcomb down in Logan County, his Walnut Grove family farm was a semi-finalist, along with Todd Clark and his family farm in Fayette County.
More on this important award in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
There are 9 states participating in the Leopold Conservation Award, Kentucky and Wisconsin, the 2 east of the Mississippi. Steve Coleman says it's prestigious for the state to have been accepted and also for the selected landowner. Each state winner gets a beautiful crystal award and a cash prize of $10,000. He says landowners can check contest details online at kyagcouncil.net. That's kyagcouncil.net.
Take a few minutes, a little bit of work, I'm sure, and your local conservation district, county farm bureaus, cooperative extension service, all will be there to help you nominate yourself. Or if there's an individual or an organization that knows of an outstanding producer, they can nominate them as well. It can be self-nomination or other people nominating folks they think are well-deserving of the award.
The Leopold Conservation Award. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.